The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hello, thanks for coming back. I am so excited for this segment. I'm excited for all of my segments, I've noticed. But I've got the lovely, beautiful, gorgeous Esther Blum in the house, and we're going to talk about cellulite. And I love the fact that we're going to do this because I think it's really incredibly misunderstood. And I know that it's incredibly disliked by people who have it, sometimes by people who see it, but I don't really care about that. But I know that we know what to do about it, and we know what it is. So Esther, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back, Dr. Holly.
Of course, always. So, you know, talk about this to me, because I get in conversations with people about cellulite all the time. And in my medical mind, it's a connective tissue disorder. And there are ways that we can go about that. So roll with it, lady.
Yes. Well, not only is cellulite a connective tissue disorder, but, there's so much indignity, right? We have all these lumps and bumps. And what happens is these fibrous bands of connective tissue kind of run vertically between the muscle and the skin. And so I always joke that they create this little jailhouses of fat cells locked inside, which is, right. If you see the pictures, it just grosses me out, okay? And so in a few lucky women who have no cellulite, the connective tissue runs crosswise so that the fat distribution is more even. But what happens is, for the most of us, that's not the case. And as fat cells grow, the skin on top kind of puckers and dimples. So the idea that you can get rid of cellulite is just about getting rid of fat, really. And that's not only true. It's a big help, though. So we want to make sure that if you're thin or you're overweight, you know, we know that the issue is really about collagen fiber. So let's jump right in. What can we do to fight cellulite? The first thing you can do is build muscle. And Dr. Holly, I know you're a CrossFitter. You know, I encourage all women to lift weights, not only for bone density, but to fight cellulite. And the firmer you can make your muscle, the firmer your collagen fibers will be. And so you're going to reduce that dimpling on the skin surface.
The other thing you want to do is
you want to reduce your body fat, which you can do as you build muscle. So when we gain weight, our body's going to produce more fat cells, and you can never lose the amount of fat cells, but you can reduce the size of those cells.
Size of them.
And so building muscle while burning fat reduces the size of those fat cells and the appearance of cellulite.
But I got to tell you something. I want to jump back to your first point, because I think it needs an emphasis, because I was talking to a runner the other day. And she is the ultimate. I got to tell you, she just finished like her first half marathon, and she's thin as a twig, and a twig,
a stick and a twig is a twig. Sure.
I do that all the time. I swear, somebody should have like a dictionary of Holly's words that she just puts together. But I was looking at her, and I was like, you have got to do something else besides run, because, and this person is quite close to me, so I let it unleash a little bit, because I felt comfortable with that boundary and such, but gravity's taken a toll. She runs, and she's thin, but she is not fit, in my opinion. Lack of muscle has created the appearance of more cellulite. She's not happy with it. She's happy with being this twicky thing. doesn't have,
but the problem
the
is
firmness.
Right, that's the definition of skinny fat, right? Someone who fits into their skinny jeans, but they're jiggling and jaggling all over the place. So you want to make sure you have the muscle to fight gravity and lift everything north, not let it go south. Okay, and so the best protocol, let's talk about, so we know exercise, right? Weights, high interval cardio, if you want to do cardio, lift weights faster, do some sprints. I love my spin bike for sprints. It's low impact for me. So I'll do sprints on a bike for 20 to 30 minutes top, so that's it. The best exercise and diet prescription, okay? This is great. This works really well if you're pear-shaped and store fat in your lower body. Is you want to take a lower insulin approach with a lower carb diet. And you want to work on things like squats, lunges, and lower body exercises so you can really tighten up those underlying muscles in your thighs, and you shorten the collagen fibers so you decrease the appearance of the cellulite. And if you love to jog or run, okay, then tell your dear friend that lower body weight training is even more imperative because you have to counteract all the pulling and flopping around when you're on the move.
Right.
So that's really important, too. And, you know, certainly an insulin-regulating diet, too, which means watching your simple starches, watching the white rice, watching too many sweet fruits like mango and watermelon, and watching, you know, your carb intake too late in the day. You know, a bowl of cereal before bed is far less, you know, it's less than ideal. You know, have a little turkey or avocado or my personal cereal favorite before bed. I just put some flax seeds with pecans, a shot of stevia, and some almond milk, and that's my nighttime cereal. Or, you know, crunch up some nuts and coconut flakes for your cereal, and that's it. But think lots of quality protein, lots of anti-inflammatory compounds. Berries have a lot of vitamin C and antioxidants, which tighten up your skin and reduce the appearance of cellulite. Wild Alaskan salmon, another nutritional superstar that also contains a lot of DMAE, it's dimethyl amino ethanol, and this contours and tones the muscles under the skin. So it's good for your face. It's also good for your brain as well. Anything else you want to add to this, Dr. Holly? Those are like...
You know, I love it. I love it. And I, you know, you've been so gracious to be with us every other week for some time, and I know you're going to go spend the summer with your son. And I want to remind people of your newest book, I should say, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. It's amazing. You can find Esther Blum at livinggorgeous.com, correct?
Livinggorgeous.com, that's right. EstherBlum.com, Twitter at Esther Blum, Facebook, Living
All that
Gorgeous.
Great stuff. You know,
All
one of the things, so a couple things I'll add. One of the things that I have found very, very, very effective for this cellulite and this connective tissue disorder is actually dry skin brushing. So take a loofah sponge. Now, the problem with it, and I've seen, is in, there's a difference between compliance and adherence. Compliance, I say, okay, Dr. Holly said this or Esther said this, do it. Adherence is like a faithful attachment to something. Usually I get some adherence with this because I'm like, look, if you do this twice a day for at least 3 weeks straight, you're going to notice a difference. Take a loofah sponge. So dry loofah sponge, I say you dry skin brush. So your skin is dry and you brush with that loofah sponge 5 minutes twice a day towards your heart, okay, in those problem areas. Also,
lecithin. Good for circulation and lymphatic drainage.
Love it, love it, love it. Lecithin is an emulsifier. You'll see it in all sorts of products. It's an emulsifier. It's a fat emulsifier. And so I actually have people add a teaspoon of lecithin to their favorite smoothie and or however you can get it in. You can get it in the granulated form. It's great because it's going to help emulsify that fat that you break up from that connective tissue. And the last thing that I would add is there's an herbal remedy called Gotacola that actually has had some clinical studies that it's great to also help break up that connective tissue. And so just remember, we hold our toxins, our fat holds our toxins. And so when we break them up, we dump those toxins. And I bet you that cellulite appearance, whether you're, you know, over your BMI or obese or overweight or skinny, that fat that we do have, the cellulite is full of toxins. So when we get a good detox in, start eating cleaner, we're going to rid our bodies
exercise.
Of that cellulite.
And exercise.
Sweat. Sweat, sweat, sweat. That's right. Get things out. It's like open your among trees and be like, yes, just perspiration, defecation, urination, emoting, anything. Get it out. All right. This is our last segment with Esther Blum. I want to thank you so much. You bring such a vast amount of wisdom, and I wish you all the best. We will miss you. We are always here for you. Please tune in. You can always listen to Esther's show on RadioMD.com. They're archived, and you should. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Thanks so much.